From NPR and WNYC, live from the Carolina Theater in Durham, North Carolina, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Our VIP happens to think Durham is the greatest city in the world. And I have to tell you, I am falling in love with this town. Strangers on the street actually smiled at me because I guess they were happy. The coffee's good, seems affordable. Hipsters don't seem as annoying here. I'm told Durham's official religion is trivia. It's like a chiller Brooklyn, but with barbecue. It is the dream. And our VIP is a Durham local. You know him from his band, The Mountain Goats. You've probably seen him at Watts Grocery. And he's the author of the new novel, Wolf in White Van. It's John Darnielle. Now let's get ready to rumble with our first two contestants, Keith Hayes and Susie Hansley.
Hey.
Both of you, when you gave us your contestants quiz, both of you wrote very funny limericks.
Thank you.
So we thought, knowing that you're good with words, good with rhymes, we thought we'd task you to give us a little cheer. Your cheer for Team Susie tonight and Team Keith. Go ahead, Keith.
Okay, I just have to preface. I'm from Alabama.
Okay.
Originally.
Okay. Sure, okay.
So, here's my cheer.
Is that a disclaimer or
well,
a preface?
Well, you know, take it as you will.
Okay.
My cheer is... He's a good old boy from Tuscaloosa, and if he don't win, he'll be the first loser.
All right, Susie.
I'm a big fan of Bugs Bunny, so I'm going for a tried and a true, which is firecracker, firecracker, sis, boom, ba, Susie, Susie, rah, rah, rah.
Oh, yeah. I like the energy. You guys are perfect in this game that is called Buffer the Consequences. You don't have to be a sports fan to recognize and answer Michael Buffer's famous catchphrase, let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
That's like sports ball, right?
Yeah, that's like, yeah, sports ball. Yeah. Exactly, okay. Yeah. Well, we're doing an homage to that phrase, so you don't have to know anything about sports. You just have to give us answers, and all of your answers will end in the letters M-B-L-E. So go ahead, really open up those lungs. To help me out with this game is our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton.
Hello.
And the winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. You guys ready?
Oh, yes.
All right. Should we open up the newspaper and play that game that combines cartoons and a word scramble? Keith.
Get ready to jumble.
Yes. I like the way you said it, too.
Thank you. That was good.
That was a
commitment.
Good.
Yeah.
I think I was channeling something that I didn't know I had.
An inner Keith came out?
Yeah, this is a new personality.
Should we take this chocolate chip cookie and smash it up into little pieces? Keith.
Get ready to crumble.
That's right.
I like the idea of boxers just throwing cookies at each other.
It would be more fun to watch.
Yeah, and you'd totally want ringside seats.
Yeah.
Just sit there with your mouth open. Should we start to shake or quiver slightly because we're a little nervous? Keith.
Get ready to tremble.
Yeah, and he's trembling. There's an act out.
Keith, now I feel like you're overselling it a little.
I've been waiting my whole life for this moment.
Should we act like Homer Simpson's best friend, the town drunk of Springfield? Keith.
Get ready to Barney Crumble? I can't remember.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Susie, do you know the answer?
I know he has a last name.
I know he has a last name. Can I make one up?
Yeah.
Something ends in
Get
trouble.
Ready to stumble. I don't know.
It would be funny if his name was Barney Stumble, but that is
the
not
appropriate.
That is not his name. His name, you were very close, Keith. The answer is Barney Gumble.
Yeah, my daughter is really sad with me right now.
Yeah. Is that related to what just happened or
Simpsons
for other reasons?
Simpson freak. Yeah.
Should we put this complicated IKEA bookcase together? Keith.
Get ready to assemble.
Yeah, exactly.
Should we make someone feel less important or proud of themselves? Keith.
Get ready to humble?
Yes, that is right. Are you auditioning
That's
for
amazing.
Something?
Yeah. All right.
I'm a sustainer.
You're a sustainer.
Truthfully, I sustain more, but you know.
That is actually a humble brag in its own little way.
I've never won a trip.
You never won a trip. All right. Keith, we can't work out all of your dreams right now.
That's next on the list.
That's next. Yeah, good to know. I'm really up here to get a trip. Should we make a preliminary introduction to this formal document? Susie.
Get ready to preamble.
Yes.
This is your last clue. Should we talk really softly, almost unintelligibly, and perhaps inspire a whole style of indie movie making? Susie.
Shall we get ready to mumble?
That's right. Puzzle guru Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
They both had some amazing line readings, but Keith, get ready to move on to our Ask Me One More final round at
Yay!
The end of the show.
First winner.